Are you ready to discover who you came here to be? Welcome to the Human Design and Astro Club podcast. Human Design is a system and a tool that is here to empower you and show you your greatest potential. Come learn with us and discover who you really are. Hi friends, Crystal here. Now, before we dive into this episode that I know will be providing you a lot of value and support, we wanted to share with you how we can support you off the podcast, because we have a few new opportunities cooking in my kitchen and also that Leah has selected in her market. So the first offer is what we've had for a little while, which is a free guide on tips and tricks to honoring your strategy and authority. Now, if you've had a hard time understanding what your strategy is, if you've had a hard time understanding how to honor your authority and use it in your everyday life, you're gonna wanna head to the show notes down below and pick up this free guide. Now, our next offer is our language manual. And this is called Your User Manual to Your True Self, because it reveals with you how to understand the language in human design, how to understand the key terms and the dense information in human design. We have a lot of images that give descriptions and allow you to follow your chart and learn how to use this language in your everyday life. And you can pick that up in the show notes down below. Now, our next offer is our mini classes on the four transformations, which are the variables in human design that help lead you on the path to purpose and help you better understand your process and how to get to where you are going in life. Now, we have bundles with this and also a la carte classes on determination, cognition, and environment, and you can pick those up in the show notes down below. And we will be starting a variable intensive. We are super excited about this, so excited, which will be a 5-week program on every single variable. And we are going to be doing a hands-on approach with this, where we'll be guiding you through the classes in depth, week by week, and you will get access to every single guidebook and workbook for life. Yes, you heard that right. Please look out for our wait list soon, as this will be starting in October and there will be limited spots to this intensive. Now, we also have another class, brand new. This is brand new. You've heard it here first, that there will be a 3-part series on 2027. Yep, I know everyone's interested in this class. 3 live Zoom classes recorded, and it's going to be on the 2027 mutation that we are all entering into. And the first class will be on August 22nd for a limited time only for the live classes. Please feel free to head to the show notes for more detail and to register for the class. Now, we also have our 2022 energy forecast. Now, we started at the beginning of the year. We went through all the major players that are happening in 22, and we talk about them through the lens of human design, astrology, and tarot, and you can pick that up in the show notes down below. Now, speaking of energy forecasts, we have a really big opportunity for you guys, especially you listeners that have been listening to us week after week with the program and the transit updates that we've been going through. So we've created a monthly bonus exclusive. Okay, this is called the program exclusive, which is going to be bonus material on the transits and more. And you'll also be getting a worksheet with this each month, where we're going to talk about the gates and channels in detail for each month, as well as a few other things that we'll let you guys know about soon. So definitely pay attention. It'll be coming out in September. Make sure you are subscribed to our email so you can join that immediately. Now, we also have Nurture Your Child Through Their Design. This is a class that we did, a free class that we recorded, that we have decided that we're going to make a whole guidebook for. and you'll be able to pick up the recording as well as the guidebook. And we're going to be going through all the types through the lens of a child. And then we're also going to be giving you nervous system regulation through the variables. We've come up with a few ways that we've been working with our children with this, and we wanted to share it with you. So please pay attention to this coming out late August. Now, if you've been wanting to work with Leah and I one-on-one, if you enjoy how we explain human design, astrology, and tarot, I do the human design portion and Leah does the tarot portion, and we both do one-on-one readings. So if you would like to get a reading, you can head to our website in the show notes down below and book a reading with us. Now I'm going to stop talking about all this stuff, and I'm just going to let you guys get into it. Feel free to reach out to us. We love hearing from you, and go ahead and listen to this next brand new episode. See you over there, friends. Welcome to the Human Design and Astro Club podcast. I'm Crystal.
And I'm Leah.
And this is the podcast you've been waiting for. Okay. that was the move.
I hope it goes with our music.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was the mom move. Oh my God, when I was editing our video from last week, I was like, I'm just dancing.
Yeah.
That's your mom. Here we are. Yep.
Yeah, we figured it out, guys. Listen, did you hear that? I mean, I didn't hear it yet because for us, it hasn't happened. But for you, it's happened. So
we did it.
What did I tell Leah? What did I tell her? I said, if ever there was going to be a week for you to figure this out, this is why you need to know the transits. Because if you know the transits, you get to capture them. I knew Leah was going to figure it out that week. I literally called it. I am a genius. I'm a genius. Leah's way more of a genius than me because she actually did it.
We're both geniuses and yeah. What we were
well,
calling.
That's why we work out, because I'm like, no, I'm telling you, you can do this. And you're like, mm-hmm. I don't think I can do it. I'm like, no, listen.
I was in hope for a while, and I was trying not to let it happen, though, because I was like, this is annoying. And then I was like, wait a minute, this is going to happen, because I started to finally, I was like, the more things that didn't work led me to the things that were like, wait,
That's fucking guilt. Just keynoted yourself. Mm-hmm. That's literally what guilt is. Mm-hmm. It's seeing all the things that aren't working. It's a fifth line, mm-hmm. right? What do fifth lines do? They're here to correct shit. Okay. Yeah. But it's through projections that I feel like the fifth line, it's very like Neptunian for me. It's like very, so much illusion that's created there that it's like, you can't see what's actually there, but like you do see what needs to be fixed at the same time. I feel like every fifth line's nodding their head right now. And yeah, I was just like, that's really great. So speaking of transits, because listen, I don't know what happened. I feel like I don't know how many years I've been following the transits, but I'd probably say the last 2 years, it's been on a hardcore upward path for me of where it's progressively getting more extreme. So I've decided the last 2 years that I'm taking it to an extreme level. And now I brought it to the internet. I'm like, listen, Crystal, what are you doing? You're literally planning life around the transits. You're planning business things around the transits. But why are you not doing that with social media? And like, so I started experimenting. I saw some success. And then I was like, should I keep doing this or like what? And then I was like, we're doing it. And things started happening. And then I had a reel go very viral. That's still currently going. I have to now monitor the reel be-
because I have a lot of trolls. And this is what happens when you have reels go viral. I had another one go viral actually very early on in my Instagram career. I don't know what to call that. It was probably like between 6-8 months after having Journey Through HD, I made a reel about my body. And speaking of the body, this is probably a great time to talk about this. What was it? Over 11 years ago? I'm like, what year are we in? I don't know. I got hit by a car on my bike. It's not funny. I was not meaning to laugh at myself before that. I'm laughing at that. I never know what day, time, year, or month we're in, but I'm constantly doing forecasts. So that doesn't make sense. But anyways, I have a lot of weird body things since that experience. And I had this openness to my body before that. I have gate 46, which is going to be in transit this week. I'm very excited. It's my design sun. So I feel at home when that and the 25 come in, which they're going to both be in this week. And so, I have a lot of weird body things, and for a variety of reasons, mostly doing with my accident. And so I have these like twitches. So I made a video about them and it went viral, and people were not nice at all. Like not even I take that back. There was a lot of nice people, but like the people that were mean, were like really mean. So I had to turn off the comments and turn everything off. So of course, then that stops engagement, stops the reel. And that was that. And then I was terrified to show up after that for a while. And there was like times I wouldn't show up for like a month. I would like be in my stories. I was always like in my basement, in my stories. I was always showing up there, but on my actual feed, I was afraid to be on there, especially as an open throat.
Yeah.
So I had this other reel. I've had a few reels go viral, but then this one that's going viral right now is probably my second biggest. And I've had a few other ones that were pretty big, but it's like, you just don't know. But this particular reel that went viral this time, I decided I was going to capture my core wound, which is gate 40.4, the gate of aloneness. And your core wound is in your unconscious Mars, by the way, if you don't know. And so I've always felt alone. I feel like that might be obvious on here. I'm not sure. I feel like an alien. I feel like a weirdo. I feel like alone in a crowded room is the best way to describe that energy for me. And so I had a few experiences. I feel like I briefly talked about like some breaking bonds on here. I don't know if it was last week or the week before, but so I was in fullness of that. And it was the transits that were leading me to this feeling. And so I decided to make a post about it. Well, a reel. And it went viral, and you can go look at it on my Instagram if you want. I pinned it because I feel like right now people feel lost and alone and like they have no one. And I want people to know that there is a light in that darkness and that you're not actually alone, because we're actually all deeply connected. And it's important to find people that are on your fractal. And by that, I mean, looking to see here, I'm going to tell you guys a little trick. Here we go. This changed my life. Okay. Stop what you're doing. Tell your kids to get in the other room. I have something to tell you. Okay. Park your car, pull over right now. Okay. Listen, your motivation in human design, the top right variable. Okay. This will lead you to your people on your fractal, because the people that are not on your fractal are only going to see you in transference. They're only going to see your transferred self, because your motivation is the gift that you are here to give others. It's connected to your mind. and the way you can look out and see the world and where other people are going to look to you for that type of perspective. Okay. It's the way you really motivate other people. People have this variable, very, very confused. But if you look at the foundational information of motivation with human design, you will know, and Ra talks about that this is really for the other. Okay. Because I can see mutation. I'm desire motivation. I can see where the next thing is going to move towards. I am here to be a leader. And so when people see me in my innocence, which has happened most of my life, because I lived also in my transferred environment. If you're in your transferred environment, you're not going to meet your correct people. You're going to meet a distorted version of the people that are going to bring you into the not self, which the not self is going to be your transferred motivation and your transferred view. It's very easy to understand this, but it's also very complex because you really have to know all of the moving parts. And I know all of the moving parts. This is like the it's like looking at the back of my hand. I don't know how I can interpret Ra's gibberish this well. I've figured it out that he had the 4323, the genius to freak, and I have the 43. So when I hear 4323s talking, I'm like, oh, I get you. I feel like Leo would probably agree with that because
you take my gibberish and you sort it out. Yeah. You're like, I have something to respond to now. Let's fix this.
Yeah. Yeah. I see. I really do see what you're trying to say up there.
Yeah.
There's stuff moving up
there. I know you're trying and it's there. It's just, we need to move or do whatever. And I think that's the way that he speaks as well. Like,
oh yeah. And it's in riddles.
All
it's
the
like,
time.
He is I'm like, the wait Riddler. A minute.
Here's a topic and you just ended on something else altogether. What did I learn here? And I'll read it again. Like, and then I'm like, oh, okay.
I'm like, what? You're like halfway through his lectures and you're like, what class am I listening to again? I don't even know what topic we're on. It's interesting because Ra was also desire. He was also desire motivation, which I feel like gives me hope that one day maybe people will kind of listen to me. Mm-hmm. And like, but like, you know, he was a manifester. So like people either really were with him or they were really against him. And he was also a fifth line. He was a 5-1. The projections, mm-hmm. right? There's going to be a lot of projections this week. There's a lot of like, especially during the new moon, that's coming up at the end of the week. I don't know where I was going with this is, so since I've been going so extreme and Leah and I talked probably about a year ago, like putting out something in pertains to a forecast. We also have been combining tarot and the human design gates together. So the month of October, we are coming out with a monthly forecast premium episodes that are called the Program Plus. So it's like this, but more detailed because on here, I don't explain the gates and channels usually, or more in-depth ways the month is really like moving and shaking. Cause we're going to kind of go with the flow. Like you're going to see a pattern that's going to occur for that month as we're talking. And you're going to be learning about the gates and channels if you do have a harder time understanding them, because it's through the transits that you can really see how the gates are moving, because you get to watch the other, you get to watch the collective, because that's what's happening is the matrix that's connected to the transits that are the transits. The transits are creating this energetic field, this imprinting that's coming from the planets to us right through these neutrinos. If I lost you, we do have a free crash course on the neutrinos and the transits. If you're like, you know what, I'm interested in what you're saying, I might want to pick up this forecast, but I don't know some moving parts. We put together, I mean, this was, people have said this has been a really, really helpful mm-hmm. course. It is a crash course for free. Yep, that's right. For free on the transits, how the neutrino stream works, how it started, what it's doing, and also we give you a cheat sheet on the planets. You can find that. We have that in the description down below, right? Yep. You can find that in the description down below. And then for the month of October, pick up our forecast. Okay. So it's going to be about an hour-ish long audio where we're going to go into the details of the gates and the channels and some of the astrological placements, all of the big game players of that month. We're going to be talking about how to use them to your advantage, like how I just did with that reel that I made. I've been also booking a bunch of clients. I've been getting opportunities because I'm literally following my variable fractal line with the transits to just like streamline this shit. What are we doing? This is like ridiculous that we're like, Leah's laughing because she knows, she's like, I first taught Leah about the transit, she's like, I don't think I'm going to get this. She's like, I know in her head, she was saying, what's the point? You know, like, is this even really real? Like, I know what she was saying up there. And here she is. She will tell you firsthand that these are real. So you're going to get an hour long audio of all that and how to make the most out of your month. And then you're going to get reflection questions. You're going to get rituals for the new moon and the full moon. You're going to get the tarot card pull for the month, and we're also going to connect it to a gate. And I don't know if there's anything else that I'm missing, because I'm just rifting. Anything else I'm missing?
I don't think so.
You're going to get a calendar. You're going to get a calendar also. So you get not only an audio, but you're going to get a little forecast calendar that's going to come with an actual calendar that's going to have all of the gates in like the sun and the earth and the lines that they're in for the entire month. And then when other planets shift and change, we'll drop those in there too, along with some astrological placements. We're also going to do the moon cycles with what signs are going to be moving every 2.5 days. So it's a pretty detailed bullet pointed calendar forecast, I guess you could say. And then you're going to get rituals on another page for the new moon and the full moon, how to create an altar, how to release, also a crystal for the new moon and the full moon, and reflection questions and notes to take if you wanted to print it all out. And I don't know if I'm missing anything. I feel like that's it.
I don't think so. I think that's it. And it's only $11.99.
I like to make things that I wish somebody made for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be using it because I'm going to use it because I'm going to print it out.
Yeah.
I mean, you need it.
I need to print it and put it on my wall and then make notes and write more notes and then like keep using it.
Yeah. Maybe you have to print out like 5 copies of it.
Yeah, because I need to keep one like in my car, like, on my phone case. Maybe I should print a new phone case every month.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of possibilities. Maybe so not, if you would like to join our wait list, we're going to be giving our wait list people 10% off coupon code on August. What month are we in?
In the past.
No. Hold on. I'm sorry. We're in retrograde. I went backwards for a second. Hold on. Moving forwards, October 1st, look out for an email. If you're going to join our waitlist, you can join it in the description down below. We'll pop that form in there for you and you'll get 10% off for the first month of October. And if you would like a little sneak peek, we'll be sending everybody the calendar. You'll get just the calendar. If you want to take a look at that and see how you like that, and then know that you're going to get all the details in the audio. And then there will also be extra pages that you won't get, but will be the reflection questions with the new moon rituals and all that comes with if you get the whole thing. But we want to shoot you guys the calendar so you can at least take a little look-see. See how use it.
If you're not on our newsletter, then get on the newsletter, which is also in the description. Because that's where we will be sending all that information.
Yeah. If you're on the newsletter, you'll get the calendar for free. So yeah, you know, we like giving back. We like providing, we like making accessible actual tools, right? Cause this is a tool. You get to use the transits as a tool. And then you have tools for the new moons and the full moons and, you know, opportunities to reflect. I mean, I'm going to use it. I'm going to use it myself.
I feel like I always really loved, even before we started doing like the Clubhouse new moon and full moon things, like I always loved doing those rituals because it helped me like really tune into like the cycle and whatever it was and like focusing on my intentions and my goals and things that I actually like when I would journal, I need to journal more. So I feel like the notes page might be for someone who needs to journal. So you can print these out and look back, like, what did I do during new moon Pisces last time? Like what was going on? And you can look back at it and see, okay, well, did that intention come to fruition or am I still working on that? Is that something that's still happening? It's really cool, I think, to look back like on your journey.
I've been doing it for myself for a long time. And it's just because like, you don't realize some of the intentions you've set 6 months prior. You're like, what was I even doing during that time? Yeah. And sometimes it's hard to even come up with even starting the writing process of that. So I think that's why I wanted to give everybody reflection questions so that you can just write. Like, here's a couple, like you don't need, I'm inspired by a leaf. Okay. So I will come up with some inspirational questions, choose to use them or not, or maybe it'll inspire you to come up with your own. You know, you don't have to use ours. It's just there as a framework for yourself if you would like. So yeah, it's only $11.99. I'm sorry. I'm like telling you guys wrong.
October.
Pick it up in August right now down below. Got it? Okay, good. No, I'm sorry. Get on the wait list right now and pick it up October 1st. Okay. 10% off if you join our wait list. Hopefully all of that made sense. I know there, you know, Mercury retrograde, it's like, what are people talking about?
It's really crazy right now.
It is an interesting time. We're also in the shadows of Mars. Going retrograde. So everything that's happening right now, I'm seeing a lot of like people that have more masculine energy, whether that be actual males or people like even people that have like more fire in their chart. That's a very masculine energy, right? I'm seeing people get heated. People are the heats.
Yeah.
Like somebody just turned on the heat right now. And we're all kind of, is it like getting a little warm in here? I don't know. That's kind of the energy right now. And I'm just like, I'm trying to like not subscribe to it. I mean, so I've had to delete some comments on that reel. Mm-hmm. I want to say I've worked through some fear. I'm very proud of myself. Because the last reel that went very, very viral, I had nasty comments. I just turned it off. Mm-hmm. But this one, Leah even said, just turn it off. And I said, no. I said, I don't want to do that because that's telling myself that I can't deal with my problems almost as an open solar plexus. And I feel like these people that are triggering me with one person basically almost told me to kill myself. And that one was the worst one. But it's not my problem is what I've realized. Like these people have no idea who I am. They would probably never say it to my face.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm Power View. So this is why variables are so important. We're also starting a variable intensive in spring. Definitely join us. It's going to be epic because I'm redoing a lot of things right now between now and then. And I mean, it's just going to make life so much easier because that's what it's done for me. And that's what I want to do for you guys. Just make your lives easier. That's what the forecast is for. That's what all of the variable classes that we have, everything we make is really to make your life easier because life is hard enough. right? Like, look at these, like, you have no control over people that are going to show up on your Instagram and start telling you to kill yourself, or telling you that you're generic, or you're just like everybody else, or whatever it is that they're trying to tell you that's not actually true. And it's just, it's honestly, and I know people hear this and it's hard to comprehend, but it really is just a projection and a reflection of something that they are choosing not to integrate in themselves.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I feel like you've been a little quiet over there. Sorry. You know, that we've got a lot of head stuff happening right now. We're in the past. So I'm just like really honed in. I'm also in an emotional wave. I mean, you're in like 20 emotional waves.
I cried for like 2 hours this afternoon because I watched a TV show that made me cry. So that's where I am at with my emotional waves.
Well, I mean, you need to, you don't let yourself ever cry. So I'm never, just, I don't care what made you cry. Just that you did, because it needed to happen.
I think I was more crying. Was I crying because I was sheltered as a child and I never watched TV?
Oh my gosh. Leah lived under a rock. I just want to let you guys know something. We're the same
age.
It's
so funny. We are the same age, and there are so many things that like you've watched or seen or heard of. And I'm like, what?
I'm like, what year did you grow up in? Was it 1934?
Listen, I lived on a farm. So when I lived on a farm,
you
when
did?
I was until, yeah, until I was like, I don't even know, because I don't remember time.
Okay, this is new. This is how much Leah doesn't tell people.
Really?
I had no idea. Here we are.
I used to live on a farm. We had cows and goats and chickens and pigs, and we had like 100 acres, and I spent my entire childhood just roaming around in the fields outside like a little children of the corn. My brother and sister and I just played around out in the fields, and then we came home when it was dark, and sometimes we went back outside and played with the fireflies, and then we'd go to bed. We just spent a lot of time outside. So, but then like being a teenager, or like the age where like, you know, like fun TV shows and dramas and that kind of stuff were going on. I don't think we probably had like one TV in the house, and I probably wasn't allowed to watch the shows that I wanted because I had an older brother, and, or we just didn't watch a lot of TV. I don't know. I feel like I missed out on some things.
You did.
I didn't get to see it. I went to college and I got to watch
90210.
I didn't. Like, so just so you guys know, I've been watching this show called Riverdale, which is an old TV series. I've never
Isn't
even
that
heard
for
of it.
Like teenagers?
I don't know. It's kind of dramatic. Like, it's kind of creepy. Like, some of them creep me out because they're kind of like, like gory. There's a lot of, it's sort of like, I don't know. I guess I'm into like the crimey kind of TV shows or whatever. Anyway, it is based on like kids in high school. The actors are not actually high school age.
They're like 45.
Yeah, they're all like 20s, but they're pretending they're high school age. Anyway, so they're one of the characters is Luke Perry, who is in 90210, which I recognized his name, and then
he
I googled.
He was playing a high schooler?
He was playing the father of the high school.
Oh, okay. I was like, hold on a second. Like, that's a little old. I was very confused.
Yeah, Luke Perry goes in with a full beard. Like, so anyway, he died in 2019 suddenly of a stroke.
Yeah.
And had to Google that too, because I'm like, why are they doing a memorial of Luke Perry? And then I was like, shit, that sucks. And so like, I'm watching the show, like I was sad about it, obviously, when I read about it, but 5 years later. And
5 years later, you didn't even know it had happened. Okay.
I did. I think I remember it had happened, but you know, it's like celebrities and the news and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you also
just kind
did
of,
not watch 90210. So
I didn't
there's
watch 90210.
No real connection there.
So they do this whole episode on Luke Perry. Well, it's basically like mourning his character, but really like the actors were all mourning him. And I'm just full tears the entire time. I was just like sobbing, like sweating from crying so hard. And then, I had to pull myself away from the computer because I was like going down a rabbit hole. I was like, this is not great. But I feel like I had to come out at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Like my tears. They came out for Luke Perry too, apparently. R.I.P.
I did like him. And supposedly he was a good guy. I mean, I don't know. I never met him, but
they said a lot of nice things. I'm sure most of them were true, even if it was about a character in the show. Like, it says a lot about his character. Yeah. Then
yeah.
they had one of the co people from 90210, Shannon Doherty.
Yep.
Was like, sure. She was like in the mix of that particular episode. And she was like, can we do a prayer for him? And they did like the Our Father prayer. Mm-hmm. And I was just like full on tears again, mostly because I'm like, of course they bring on, you know, a character on this teenage show for another teenage show that he used to be on anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes no sense. Sometimes it doesn't make sense. I don't need to identify it with anything, but I
well,
needed
that's
to pray
today. Here's the thing is that we try to over identify our feelings constantly. And especially as an open or undefined solar plexus, we don't even know what feelings are. So we're like, okay, I'm feeling things, things I don't like. It's getting yuckier, yuckier, yuckier. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm starting to freak out. All right, it's getting to a point of I'm gonna explode. Mm-hmm. And that's what kind of happens. But you kind of just have to, we're after 2027. By the way, our 2027 class is coming out soon. I know some people DM'd me. I just want to let you know. Hopefully in October, once we put everything together, it'll be out. We'll definitely let you know ahead of time. But after 2027, the solar plexus is going to break down. And I feel like more people need to know about this. It's something that it's going to be another freak out. I mean, it's like we're moving towards this. We're going through major shatterings right now. And I feel like people are starting to realize maybe I do need to feel my feelings, because we're seeing a lot more about nervous system regulation, which we put together a little cheat sheet of that in our Nurture Your Child Through Your Design class. That's also for your inner child. Even if you don't have children, we've had people pick up that class that do not have children and they found it to be very valuable. So our bodies don't understand how to connect to our feelings because we're bypassing those feelings and entering the mind and transferring, because that's where we transfer is in the mind. And we're not able to see what's actually happening. I've been able to finally, with understanding my variables, like pull back the lens and see what I'm in transferred personal view. And I was very proud of myself. Also, I'm very proud of myself right now. I just want to say it. I'm not going to stop. I'm a defined heart. Okay. Anyways. I'm very proud of myself because I had some a toxic relationship loop that I had been on for, I feel like since the beginning of time. And I think I might've finally broke it, which I think was also a big breakthrough with me, with my business and my self-image and all of it. And I feel like it does not have to be this hard. I've made it very hard for myself. I'm a third line. So we like to, like, you know, really fall and maybe again, and then one more time for good luck. But it's time to start thriving. Like, I feel like I'm reaching that level of that. And I'm just, there is a, my mind is starting to say, oh shit. Like, you're not usually this good. Like, what are we going to do to fuck it up?
No, not today, mind.
Not today, transits. I want to make a shirt that says that. Because the transits are connected to the mind.
Yeah.
Not today, transits.
Not today, transits.
Anyways, so I want to get into this week. But before we do, I have a little poem that I feel like is a very big representation of the energy of this week. So I want to read it to you. It says, be glad of life because it gives you the chance to love and to work and to play and to look up at the stars, to be satisfied with your possessions, to despise nothing in the world except falsehood and meanness, and to fear nothing except cowardice, to be governed by your admirations rather than by your disgusts, to covet nothing that is your neighbor's except his kindness of heart and gentleness of manners, to think seldom of your enemies, often of your friends, and to spend as much time as you can with body and with spirit. These are little guideposts on the footpath to peace. Henry Van Dyke.
I really like that one. I like it. You read it to me before. I like it more now.
Yeah. It's the energy of the week. And this is a really going to be a really big opportune time to connect back to self, connect back to love, to connect to the relationships that are really providing for you, relationships that carry reciprocity, mm-hmm. which is my favorite word. Mm-hmm. Say it with me, reciprocity. And start living by it. We need to learn how to share, what the act of sharing is. And yes, I am going to be making some sort of podcast episode with a blog post and a post on Kabbalah. It's coming. I was writing a novel and I had to stop myself because I had paid things to do. And I need to reorganize all that work. So once I get that together, it's out. Oh, but if you're listening to this, you might've seen my post on sex in your environment. If I put it out, I might've not put it out at this point. I guess you'll have to go to my Instagram to see because it hasn't happened yet. I've been collecting data on orgasms in your environment and a combination of your cognition and your tonal resonance, because that's on the unconscious body side. And it's all connected. And I was right. Just want to say that too. So I'm proud of myself.
Of course you were. I can't wait to read it. I'm super, super excited.
Yeah. And thank you for anyone that's listening to this that did respond to my story about it. And you guys were very vulnerable. I was surprised. I didn't know if I thought nobody was going to respond. And at first, I was only getting, and I find this to be fascinating. And I, this is what I got the most of. Can you guess what tone I got the most of that responded?
One of the visions.
Yes, that was, there was two, but there was one that I got more than the other. Uh-oh.
Oh no.
Here we come.
Here he is. 515 is back.
Why do you have bananas? Oh. I'm not getting bananas. It's too late.
Got this bunch of bananas.
Okay, where's daddy? Go to daddy. Goodbye. Close the door. I love you. Yes, I love you very much. Okay, nope. Wait, get your both of you out and close the door. Okay, I don't know why this kid's bringing me bananas.
Well, he's on a routine.
Too late for that. What?
He's on his routine. He's like, mom's on her podcast. I have to come in halfway through. Ready, go. Who can bring the most random items into mom's podcast?
I feel like that's going to be like a thing now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Next time we'll be like a fishing pole or something.
We don't have a fishing pole.
Well, he'll find one.
If he has a fishing pole, I'm going to have a lot of questions. That's all I have to say.
Oh my gosh.
What were we talking about?
The visions. Like, it would it be inner vision?
Mm-hmm. Inner vision was one of them. And then there was one more.
Come on. Touch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Touch people.
Yeah. I feel like both either cognition or tonal.
It's an experience. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's on the solar plexus binary, right? So it's a real experience happening over there. It's not an instinct. Like, it's not a raw, like I feel like the tones that are on the splenic binary are like more savage. And the ones that are on the solar plexus binary are more like romantic and like sensual, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Like touch, like nothing's worse than having sex with a jackrabbit. It's not, we all know those experiences, right? We all know them. College, some guy or girl or person. I don't know. Anybody, something.
You get the point.
Okay. I'm like trying to be exclusive, to everyone. Right. This is my problem with my open throat. And now I'm just rambling. But yeah, so you know that experience where you're like, we're doing it, and you regret every minute of it immediately after, and you just hope and pray that this person figures it out because
for their own sake. Because it's not happening again.
It's not happening here. I'm going to be completely honest. I didn't really do too much of that. I have smell cognition. With my defined heart mixed with some other placements. I mean, I'm going to end up giving you my entire chart in a second. I'm interested in commitment. I'm also like rising Capricorn. I feel like I'm very practical. And I don't know. And I have a gate 59, and I need there to be intimacy and commitment for me to want you to touch me. I also have tonal resonant touch. I don't really like strangers touching me. I have a whole weird thing with that. So I would prefer it to be somebody I know. So I don't know if I've ever had like an actual one night stand. I had people that I know I shouldn't have slept with, and it only happened once. But Leah's being very quiet over there because she's not going to tell you.
I'm on the opposite end of the spectrum. I would say it'd probably shock a lot of people with my experience.
I was a little shocked. I was.
Just to spare my mother if she listens to this.
Does she? I don't think my mom listens because, I mean, I talk about her a lot and she's never said
anything. She doesn't say anything.
So my mom would say, my mom's got the channel of emoting. So she would 150% say something. There was one time that, cause she watches my stories casually sometimes. And like, it's always weird when like you open your stories and you see your mom at the top and you're like, oh, I don't like, I really, I keep telling her stop. I'm like, stop watching me. Like that's the one the only person I don't want watching me is the that's only person me. Watching me.
Yeah. I love when my mom watches mine. I'm like, she's watching.
Oh, recognition. Yeah.
I get recognition.
Yeah. I don't want it. Cause I'm.
Don't look at me. I'm
she said, observer. You know what she said about the reel that went viral? She said it was terrifying.
Okay, mom. The movement one or the one that just did?
The one that just did. I don't know if she saw that one, the other one. But this, because she's, it's, it what, like, there is a sadness to me that that's the one that reel went viral because it is sad. It is a very like that people even, I mean, my description's very sad. That's why I think that when that one went viral. Cause like, I didn't realize also, cause I just picked that audio because I resonated with it, with the experience I was going through at the time. And I didn't realize how many other people had also picked it. She's got a good, like her voice just went out there, and I was like, if only my open throat, you know? But I was like, why is mine doing so much better than a lot of other people's? Because there's a lot, and it's the description. I was like, oh my, people read the descriptions? I didn't know that, because people are like, this is such a great perspective. Like if you just scroll through, you'll see a bunch of people saying the same thing like that. And I'm just like, I do have a good perspective on loneliness. And that's a transcendence of your core wound. I wouldn't say reaching the city if you're looking at from the gene key perspective with that. But I feel like I get it. And I feel like I embrace it. I used to have a fear of being alone. And now I'm just like, you know, I think I'm pretty cool. And if I'd rather be with myself than be around a bunch of people that don't really see me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm at in life. That's where you should be at. Let's get into this week.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Monday. We kick off the week with a focus on connection or not. Okay. This is a friction. Learning through this program who you actually want to bond with. Where have you been experiencing friction lately? Might be a good focus question. And then we are being grounded in the darkening of the light. Through experience comes change. So through our relationships, we experience the ebbs and flows of change through our personal experiences. We have a brief mental expression happening late Monday, pushing us to spot patterns. So make note if you're an undefined Ajna or, you know, with Mercury retrograde, you might feel some pressure or to figure something out. There might be a sense of confusion. It'll be brief, but just know it's there. You know, I feel the matrix is trying to push us this week to investigate our feelings and just allow what comes up for you to surface, but don't feel the pressure to put it all in order. Things are still a little foggy, especially with the emotional wave we are in. And a new program comes in on Wednesday and we're gaining a focus on love. And I always love when this comes in because I'm a vessel of love. So I feel at home when this happens. So this is about love of the body. And this also relates to timing, being in the right place at the right time. You might find yourself in the right place during this program. And this is really where the magic can happen, aligning your vehicle to move on your geometry. And it's a week full of love, which I find to be a little magical with this day, because this day that it changes programs is my husband's birthday. Happy Virgo. So my husband, Dave, happy Virgo birthday. I cannot, well, fucking Mercury, man. You know what I'm saying? It's his birthday. Okay. Anyways, so we're being grounded in universal love. This is a potential time to realize and see, look out into the world and see how deeply connected we are. This is an opportune time to find balance and harmony within our bodies, especially because on the 22nd, which is, what day is that? Thursday. We have the equinox. This is also when the sun enters into Libra during the equinox, which will bring harmony to both the darkness and the light within us and experiencing that through our external world with both equal length and day and night. So this is a good time to do a ritual and to create space and find balance in your home. This might be a good time to move some things around in your home and your physical body. No coincidence that the love of the body is happening during this time because it is connected to the sign of Virgo and Libra. So my unconscious sun is in Libra because I have gate 46. So that's the connection there. And I think knowing your unconscious sun is highly underrated. I've found that I connect to a lot of things with Libra. I purposefully had a Libra because my little Libra is about to have a birthday and he's in my incarnation cross. And I had him because I knew that he was going to be the momentum that I needed to move towards purpose if I had a Libra. And also my other son's on the other side of my incarnation cross. And my incarnation cross is my north node, excuse me, is connected to the fourth house of family. So I figured putting all that together was going to bring me into harmony, which it did. And, you know, Libra harmony, right? So definitely look at your unconscious sun is what I'm trying to tell you. Mine's in Libra. So it's also why I talk a lot about reciprocity. So do a ritual, like I said, around balance and abundance. We're going to be giving you some rituals to try out in our program plus episodes during the new moons and the full moons. So this is a little snippet. So during the equinox, this will also be a time to show gratitude to the abundance that you have in your life. And of course, this will be a great day to pull a card. Definitely pull a card on this day. Set the tone for the season, okay? And on this day is also a brief moment of a sacral generator movement on a potential serendipitous moment. You might find yourself exactly in the right place at the right time. We have a brief emotional surge on bond making on Friday, as well as Mercury retrograding back into Virgo. This would be a big date that I would bring up to you at the beginning of our monthly forecast, so you could have a better understanding what the theme for that month would be with this cycle in Virgo, because this could potentially create a hyper focus for people. It might have you or someone close to you being a little overcritical, especially with being in Mars shadow retrograde right now, and a desire for perfection. Watch your mental shift on this day, okay? And then on the 25th, we have new moon Libra. I almost said Virgo. So excuse me, I had to pause. I was like, that's not right. New moon Libra. This is going to be like a reset, okay, on you with entering into a new season with new moon Libra and inviting you to plant some seeds, set some intentions on setting a new rhythm within your body, okay? This is going to be a day to really pamper yourself. What creates delight and ecstasy in your body? Maybe it's a good time to have an orgasm. Speaking of... and set an intention on that. Orgasm every day for the rest of the year. That's your intention. Leah's laughing. Okay, so put aside the need to fix anything, fix an attitude. As we are gearing up to start a new season, this is also a chance to look back, okay? Where do you need to restore balance in your body or harmony in your body? Might be a great journal question for this new moon. If you feel an exaggeration of feelings and words, this could be Jupiter amplifying some feels during this day, but luckily, you don't have an emotional wave happening for this one. So this is always an opportune time to set your intentions, like I said, to start this cycle that will be released during full moon Libra. And to remember, Libra is a cardinal air sign and is offering action through connection with leadership qualities. Find balance in force, find a flow in resistance, and find time during this day to just allow and connect back to your body. And that's pretty much what's going on.
I am in shock because I pulled a card while you were talking, and there's so many things that were just like in alignment with what you said. So I pulled the Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And yeah. So cycles. The serpent on the side here is actually like allowing you to see what's not working and let it go. So that if there's a pattern that's repeating, he's there to help you cut that, to like help you like let go of what's not working so that you can move forward. Transformation and maybe like luck, like a little bit of luck there. And it's connected to Jupiter, the planet, which you just said about the new moon. And it's connected to the heart chakra, which I feel like we've been talking about a lot of heart stuff in general. And there's the multiple figures around the outside. My light's kind of shining on it, but there's the four figures around the outside. Some cards, they also have all of the symbols, the elements. So it would be like earth, fire, water. What's the last one? Wind. Yeah. So it would be all of those. So it depends on the card that you're reading. Some of them, obviously all tarot cards have like different symbology, whatever the word is for that. But I would take this as a time to really focus on that new moon. I think this is what this card is asking us to do, is to focus on the new moon, to set your intentions, to look at what's not working, see if there's a place where you can let go of something that wasn't working. What are you craving for creativity right now? Are you allowing yourself to get creative or to dive into a new way of learning? All of these, the creatures on this card are actually learning about something. These are the ones that are like your guide or someone who is, specializes in some sort of class or activity or some sort of thing that you've been wanting to do. Us, for example, we're going to plug us, go to our website, see if there's something that, you know, calls you. So there's multiple things you could do with that. I did want to read one thing that goes with this card is amethyst. So if you feel called to use a crystal right now for the new moon, amethyst is a lucky crystal. You can wear it or carry it with you and use it with your heart for guidance. The heart chakra suggests that if you follow your feelings, you'll be moving in the right direction. And if your plans are stalling or things aren't flowing, fear not, like everything, this too will pass. So the amethyst is really great to help you move through blocks and get through blocks.
Well, the sun and the earth gate, 46th and 25, are in the G center, which is the heart.
Yeah.
Because the heart, ego, heart, and the G center are connected to the heart chakra.
See? So much synergy there. That was really cool.
Yeah. I was like, wait a second. I just realized what's in transit during that time.
I love it.
So yeah. Are you going to pull?
Yep. I just have one more. So this one is from the Work Your Light deck. It's kind of, why do I put it right in front of the light? I don't know. But this one's called Akasha. And I feel like I've read this one recently. Your guidance is divinely guided. So Akasha exists on the fifth dimension and the library of souls. Talked about the fifth line earlier. All soul contracts, history, gifts, lessons, and more exist here. We each have access to this information of the past, present, and future and can tap into it at any time. While we have free will, there are also points on the timeline of our lives that are precedented or pre-planned, like soul contracts or agreements that were made before incarnating. It could be a company you choose to work for, a relationship you plan to have, or a person you agree to mentor or help. Whatever it is, know that it is divinely guided and it will not bypass you. If you are waiting for a sign to proceed, this card is it. You are likely living out an important part of your soul's journey and you are exactly where you need to be. This is very exciting indeed. It is time to call in the support of your helpers, both in the physical realm and the spirit world, to trust the signs coming in. To take note of your dreams and to notice any feelings or visions that you receive, for you are tapping into the wisdom of the Akasha and you are being given the go-ahead to proceed. And there's a transmission card for this and I'll read it. I open up myself to receive the wisdom of the Akasha. I am ready to download any information from my soul records that is in my highest good and the highest good of all right now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I feel like those went really well together.
Yeah. I always like that card connected to the Akashic. Like So I feel like this is an invitation this week to really tune in and connect to your heart. We have also the nodes also in the G center that are getting ready to leave. We're in the first line, which means we're investigating what we've just experienced. So allow yourself this week to just be in it. Like, figure out what needs a little fine tuning, but don't beat yourself up about it. We still have retrogrades. Mm-hmm. So give yourself a little grace, a little bit of understanding, and set some real intentions. So we hope you have a great week and we'll see you over on the next one.
See you later.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Crystal and I are really here as Defined Hearts to provide value to you with our unique insights. If you have found any of this episode valuable to you, we ask that you share with a friend, tag us with a highlight on Instagram, and write us a review so we can reach more people. Human design and astrology are tools to guide us toward our transformation. You are a unique and beautiful being, and we encourage you to let that light inside of you shine bright. See you in the next episode, friends.